After Tim Harmon's almost fatal overdose, his parents, Justin and Mary Harmon, quickly learned the severity of his addiction. He'd been smoking pot since ninth grade, multiple times a day, and had moved on to other drugs, including synthetic marijuana and prescription painkillers. His mother says it wasn't easy finding an intensive treatment program for her youngest son.
You know, you have to find the right match for you, for your child, for your family. That was challenging, and also on a financial level challenging. You know, people aren't in networks, so we, for the most part, went out of network to find these people and to pay for them.
Many families have no choice but to send their child out of state for treatment, but the Harmons found a rehab for adolescents close to their Guilford home. In 2011, Rushford, an affiliate of the Hartford HealthCare's Behavioral Health Network, opened a treatment center in Durham.
Rushford at Stonegate is 28 days.
That's Dr. Christy Jackson, the clinical director of Child and Adolescent Services at Rushford.
And then we have a second residential on campus, which is Rushford Academy. That's DCF funded, and that's actually a six-month program.
Rushford Academy opened a decade ago and is just for boys involved in the juvenile justice system. Jackson gives me a tour of both programs, which are in separate buildings on a sprawling campus.
You know, obviously we're surrounded by woods and farmland. I'm not sure that our boys are as excited about that as we are, but we like that we're a little bit more in the country. We're so close enough to get what we need.
The programs require the teens to keep up with their schoolwork while going through substance abuse treatment. Their days are jam-packed with class time, tutoring, one-on-one counseling, group therapy, and activities that include guest speakers and recreation.
So up here is our bedrooms for the boys.
She stresses many of the adolescents getting treatment aren't just there to overcome their addictions.
Very few kids are coming to us with no other issues other than substance use. And when they do come to us, and that seems like the only issue, honestly, we do wonder what we're missing. It's not a usual person or teenager who gets involved in drugs or alcohol without something else going on.
Clinicians versed in addiction say these individuals have depression or anxiety or other mental health issues that cause them to use substances to cope. One major gap at Rushford's Durham campus is the fact neither residential program accepts girls. Parents with an adolescent daughter could send her to Silver Hill Hospital in New Canaan, but its residential or transitional living program is not in-network, meaning clients must self-pay. Jackson says Rushford will refer families.
A lot of our girls go out of state to a facility called Arms Acres, which is in New York. But other than that, there's really not a lot of places.
The lack of options frustrates clinicians like Joy Pendola. She manages intensive outpatient and partial hospital programs for adolescents and adults at Charlotte Hungerford Hospital in Torrington. She says there are too few outpatient or inpatient providers in the state that treat adolescent substance abuse.
I mean, if you totaled that up, you'd have under 100 beds between residential and detox beds for adolescents.
Pendola's been doing this work for 12 years. She says if there's nowhere to send a young person who needs residential rehab, her clinic often tries to get them to stay with intensive outpatient treatment for as long as they can to work through addiction issues. But even when a family finds a residential setting with a bed available, there are other barriers in keeping them from getting their son or daughter the care they need. Tomorrow, we'll look at the challenges of getting insurance plans to pay for adolescent substance abuse treatment. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil, WNPR News.